House, please come to order. Will all members please indicate their presence by voting? That includes the co-chair of finance. Has any member failed to vote? Clerk, please tally the board.
24 members present.
We do have a quorum to conduct business. Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May the journal reflect that Representative Dahlstrom has been previously excused from the call of the House today, and that Representative Cott has been previously excused from a call for today but is present.
So noted. Leading the invocation today is Pastor Jimmy Woods, interim pastor of the Glacier Valley Baptist Church. Will members please rise for the invocation?
I realize and recognize and respect the fact that we come from different religious backgrounds, and I invite you to a time of prayer and reflection of beliefs and values that each of you have. So shall we pray? My Heavenly Father, my prayer for this legislative body today is that their love will grow more and more, and that they will have knowledge and understanding with your love, that each will see the difference between good and bad, each will choose the good, and each will be pure and without wrong, and that they may do many good things with the help of Christ to bring glory and praise to you, because it is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Would Representative Fate lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Coghill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that prayer be spread across the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread across the journal. With clerk, certify the journal for the previous legislative day.
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 7th and 8th legislative days.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the previous days be approved as certified by the chief clerk.
Hearing no objection, the journal stands approved. Are there guests for introduction? Representative Wyrath.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the Taylor Gallery behind me is Todd Buck from Juneau.
Representative Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the Petrovich Gallery right behind me here, we have Mr. James Armstrong. I'm going to be doing a little poaching. I believe he's actually from the downtown area of Anchorage, and he is the AMATS coordinator for the city of Anchorage. Please help me welcome.
Representative Hines.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In the Perotovich Gallery behind me, I have Dr. Helen Better, who is on my staff, and Dr. Better is an anesthesiologist, and I would like for everyone to welcome her. She went to Albert Einstein Medical School and is a very smart lady. Thank you.
Over here, Mr. Speaker.
It's nice to have a doctor in the house, finally. Representative Harris.
You're going to have worse time than the last speaker. Get a bigger box to stand on. From Valdez, the public health nurse from Valdez is here to visit all of you in case of you're sick. No, actually, she's down here on another business, but please welcome Pam Sherrill from Valdez, the public health nurse.
Representative Seaton.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like you to help me welcome Representative to the Borough Assembly, Mr. Ron Long, in the Taylor Gallery.
Further guests for introduction? Seeing none, message from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Message from the other body?
There are no messages from the other body.
Communications?
We received the following reports: Department of Health and Social Services, Medicaid, Breast and Cervical Cancer Program report from the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Oil and Gas, the 5-year leasing oil and gas leasing program, January 2003, Department of Revenue, Treasury Division, Alaska Public Debt, 2002-2003, and the Alaska Court System Annual Report. There are no further communications.
The reports of special committees. How about standing committees?
The Labor and Commerce Committee has reviewed the qualifications of Commissioner, Department of Labor, Greg S. O'Cleary, and the committee reports the following individual recommendations. Refer to joint session. Representatives Rokeberg, Dahlstrom, Guttenberg, Crawford, Gatto, Lynn, Anderson. The report was signed by Anderson, Chair. There are no further standing committee reports.
Now, are there reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Are there any citations or resolutions for introduction?
House Joint Resolution 7 by Representative McGuire relating to urging the United States Congress to amend the tax code to permanently repeal the federal estate and generation skipping transfer tax.
That'll be referred back to her in the Judiciary Committee.
There are no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
Are there bills for introduction?
House Bill 67 by Representative Holm, entitled An Act Relating to Construction of Highways by the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities.
That'll be referred to the Transportation and Finance Committee.
House Bill 68 by Representative Samuels by request and Representative Stoltz, McGuire, Lynn, and Anderson, entitled An Act Relating to the Office of Victims' Rights.
That'll be referred to the Judiciary Committee.
House Bill 69 by Representative Coring, entitled An Act Relating to Regulation of Shallow Natural Gas Leasing and Closely Related Energy Projects and Providing for an Effective Date.
That'll be referred to the House Special Committee on Oil and Gas and Resources.
There are no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on today's calendar?
There are citations on today's calendar.
Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved, adopted.
Without objection, those citations are approved. Is there any unfinished business?
I have no unfinished business.
Thank you. Having the agreement of the committee, I move and ask unanimous consent that HB 4 be waived out of Labor and Commerce and onto its next committee assignment in State Affairs.
Can you read the title of the
Yeah, an act relating to publicly owned correctional facilities.
Okay, without objection, then that bill will be waived. Are there committee announcements? Representative Harris.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. We will have a confirmation hearing today on Commissioner nominee Bill Corbis, Department of Revenue, and we'll also have an overview from the Department of Revenue, as well as the Alaska Science and Technology Foundation. So any of you who aren't watching on gavel to gavel can come up and sit in person if you'd like, in the Finance Committee room.
Additional committee announcements, Representative Morgan.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Community Regional Affairs will have their first meeting starting tomorrow. We'll be hearing HB 45 and HB 58. We will be starting very late in the morning at 8 o'clock.
Rise and shine with the early bird. Representative Seaton.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. The Fisheries Committee will have its next meeting at 8:30. On Friday morning, we'd like to invite all the members. We will be having an overview and an educational look at the Chignik Cooperative, which is one of the only new form of management of salmon that we're looking at here in the legislature. It may come up later this year, so we'd encourage everybody to join us. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just to announce that tomorrow at 2 o'clock, there will be a confirmation hearings on the Commissioner of the Department of Health and Social Services, Joel Gilbertson, so that he can give us our overview on the Department of Health and Social Services.
Thank you, Representative Wilson. Representative Wyrock.
Can we have these, please?
Take a brief at ease.
State Affairs meets tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock a.m.
State State Affairs, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Representative Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A correction on the time for the Hess meeting. We were going to up at 1, but there's been a couple conflicts that we didn't know about, so it will be at 3 to 5.
Hess Committee, 3 to 5. Are there any additional committee announcements? Representative Coring.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Special Committee on Oil and Gas will have its first meeting tomorrow at 3:15 p.m. in the Resources Room, which is room 124. And we're going to be taking up House Joint Resolution 6, which is endorsing onward leasing.
Oil and Gas, 3:15 tomorrow on Resources. Additional committee announcements. Representative McGuire.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As noted in the House Journal, today at 1 o'clock in room 120, the Judiciary Room on the first floor, we'll have an overview of the Alaska court system. And I'd like to invite any member, even if you're not on Judiciary, that has an interest in hearing what the court system is all about to stop in. We've got plenty of chairs.
Thank you, Representative McGuire. Additional committee announcements. Seeing none, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May we return to the calendar to unfinished business?
Without objection, we are under unfinished business.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the following representatives be excused from a call to the House for the following times. We have a list. Representative Chenault from 7 p.m. Plain Time Thursday, January 30th, to 9 p.m. Plain Time Sunday, February 2nd. Representative Holm from 10 a.m. Plain Time Thursday, January 30th, to 7 p.m. Plain Time Monday, February 3rd. Representative Williams from 1 p.m. Friday, January 31st, to 11 p.m. Sunday, February 2nd. Representative Kukesh from 8 a.m. Friday, January 31st, to 8 p.m. Friday, January 31st. Representative Stoltz from 7 a.m. Saturday, February 1st, to 11 p.m. Monday, February 3rd. Representative Jewell from 8 a.m. Sunday, February 9th, to 4 p.m. Wednesday, February 12th. Representative Moses from 7 a.m. Thursday, February 13th, to 11 p.m. Monday, February 17th. And Representative Hawker from noon Friday, February 14th, to 11 p.m. Sunday, February 16th. I think that's Valentine's weekend, isn't it?
Without objection, those members will be excused on the days time so noted. That brings us down the calendar to other announcements. Are there announcements? Seeing none.
Mr. Speaker,
Representative Meyer.
Could I ask for a brief at ease, please?
Take a brief at ease. House, please come back to order. We are now under special orders. Are there special orders? Representative Samuels.
I heard an uh-oh over here. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. If I could, a brief statement on the Victims' Rights Office.
Without objection, your topic is the Victims' Rights Office?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The previous legislature, the 22nd legislature, unanimously created the Office of Victims' Rights to ensure that crime victims have an independent voice in the criminal justice system. The recent controversy in Anchorage regarding the tragic murders of Glenn Godfrey and the shooting of Patty Godfrey have brought the office to the forefront in the Anchorage community anyway. HB 68, which I introduced and was read the first time today at the request of the mayor of Anchorage, will clarify the intent of the 22nd legislature and make sure that the jurisdictional issues which were raised will remain with the Office of Victims' Rights over the municipal issues, so the controversy will therefore be over with. And I'd appreciate your support on this issue, and it will move forward the rights of crime victims across the state. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Samuels. Representative Gatto.
Speaker, request to move back to announcements.
Without objection, we are under announcements.
The Hess Committee will be joining the Special Committee on Education on January 30th in a new location, room 124, the Resource Committee Room, to hear a briefing by a member from the U.S. Department of Education.
Thank you, Representative Gatto. Without objection, we're back. Down the calendar under special orders, are there additional special orders? Representative Roachberg.
Mr. Speaker, rules, permission to speak on that.
Without objection.
I just wanted to remind the newcomers, particularly, that we have the five-day rule and the Thursday rule. That means if you want a bill heard in the committee next week and you want to hear it on Monday, you have to have it in to the committee and to the clerk today. Or, in the alternative, by tomorrow to be on the calendar for next Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday. Just a reminder, friendly, if you want to, let's get the session going, get some more bills heard, and let's rock and roll. Thanks.
Thank you, Representative Roachberg. Additional special orders. Representative Croft.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak on formerly nice old men.
Without objection, we must be talking about
the
Representative Berkowitz.
I was talking with the former representative from Eagle River, who's now moved on to the dark side, and I assume most of you know from orientation that are new, we can't refer to each other by name or to the other body by its common name. We have to use artifices, so that's one that we use here. And it's a shame when we see our good representatives go over there, because they always turn out bad over there. I don't know whether it's the ventilation or the water they have or some aspect of it, but they're perfectly fine when they leave, and then you talk to them later. I was talking to him, and we're talking about the campaign. In the campaign, I remember meeting his opponent and her asking for advice and me saying something to the effect of it was going to be very difficult, because he was very popular there in Eagle River, and I didn't want to spoil her day, but I didn't think there was much of a chance, really. That got translated somehow through her to this former representative, now member of the other body, that he was a nice old man. And he objected to that. And he said that he wasn't going to hear any of my bills. See, they're already starting with this. Unless I got up on the House floor and corrected that he was not a nice old man. And so I guess what I want to put on record that is he used to be a nice old man, and now he's a senator.
Thank you, Representative Croft. Additional special orders. Seeing none, Mr. Majority Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House be adjourned until 10 a.m. Friday, January 31st, 2003.
And as many have discovered in the last couple of days, experience is something you don't get until just after you need it.
Yeah.
The House will stand and adjourn until Friday, 10 a.m.